欢迎大家来参加我们今天很特殊的一次主日的聚会。
I want to really welcome you to a very special worship.
今天呢，是我们一年一度的会员大会。
Today is our annual congregation meeting.
我们2025年呢，教会有一个主题，大家记得是什么主题吗？
Do you remember the theme of 2025?
是亲近神。
And be close to God.
我们在这一年里面呢，学习怎么样能够通过我们来教会聚会，通过我们每日的读经、我们的祷告、我们的灵修，去跟神呢建立一个很亲密的关系。
And so gather together and reading God's words and praying to be very close to God.
那我们接下去的一年，2026年，我们教会的主题是什么呢？
So what will be the theme of 2026?
中文呢是四个字：造就门徒。
There's only four words in Chinese. Will be making disciples.
英文呢就是两个单词
，And there's only two words in English.
Make disciples。
And 造就门徒。
我知道大家呢，我们在一起读新约圣经。
I know we are being reading the New Testament together.
新约圣经的第一卷书马太福音最后的几节经文讲的是什么呢？
So what is the last verses in the chapter 28?
我们在开始之前一起来做一个祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵宝惠师，我们感谢你。
And dear Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, we want to thank you.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样美好的清晨。
And we want to thank you for the beautiful morning.
你让你的众儿女可以来到你的面前，一起来亲近你。
You bring all your children together to worship you.
主啊，求你把你的话语、你的意象就赐给我们。
Continue to give your words and your vision to us.
求你的圣灵就充满我们。
Your Holy Spirit fill us.
主要让我们真的知道你在我们的身上心意是何等的美好。
And let's learn about your hearts in every one of us our life.
我们把以下的时间完全的仰望在你的手里面。
We continue to give the time to you.
主要谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来读一下马太福音的28章19到20节。
Let's read Matthew 28:19-20.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
主耶稣在一个什么样的情景下跟他的门徒来讲这个话呢？
In what situation that Jesus shared that with his disciple?
我们知道呢，耶稣基督他已经受死复活，这个时候呢，马上就要离开这些门徒了。
And he will die on the cross and be resurrected. He will be leaving his disciples soon.
在他这个道成肉身在地上的事工的最后的时刻，
He came as a man and very last part of his mission.
他给这些门徒最后的嘱托，他说的是什么呢？
What did he say? What he shared with his disciples?
他说你们要去。
He said you need to go.
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
我们等一下要来看，这是一个很大的命令。
And this is a great commandment for us.
我们会从四个方面来分析这个命令。
There are four elements that we're going to share with you.
第一个是权柄。
The first is authority.
第二个是使命。
A mission.
第三个是方法。
And the way or the method.
第四个呢是应许。
And the promise.
这个命令很大很大。
And this promise is great.
这个耶稣知不知道他的门徒呢？当时人数很少。
And did he know that? Did Jesus know the disciples were very few?
他知道的，可能最主要的门徒只有十二个人。
And he knew there was only main 12 disciples.
有一个人呢还背叛了耶稣。
And one actually betrayed him.
耶稣知不知道呢？这个他的命令这个范围非常的广大，是全世界所有的民族。
And did he know that his command was so great, including all nations?
耶稣是知道的。
He knew.
耶稣知不知道他的这些门徒其实不是非常有能力的人。
And did he know his disciples not very capable?
他知不知道他这些门徒呢其实是很软弱的一些人。
And he knew that his disciples were pretty weak.
他知不知道这些门徒呢经历了耶稣被捕这个被杀害，他们其实信心是很虚弱的。
Did he know when after the disciples witnessed his death and their faith were pretty weak?
耶稣都知道。
He knew them all.
耶稣说让他们去使万民做 耶稣的门徒的时候呢
？But at the time when he said go and to share and to teach, to make disciples.
耶稣没有说 good luck.
And he didn't say, 好运吧。
你们就去吧，看看怎么样。
And just go and to see what will happen.
耶稣是给当时那些门徒，包括今天我们这些门徒，是完全的装备的。
And he actually shared that equipped all the disciples, including us as well.
最大的装备是什么呢
？What is the biggest equipment?
是给我们权柄。
And give the authority.
这是什么样的权柄呢
？What kind of authority?
我们一起来读一下十八节，就是我们前面读的那两节之前的一节经文。
And so let's read verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说。天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这是耶稣基督差派这些门徒进入世界的前提基础。
And this is the foundation before he sent his disciple out.
这个权柄呢，是全部的权柄，整个这个宇宙中创造主赐下的全备的权柄。
And this authority is in heaven and earth, all given to his disciples.
虽然我们人数很少，虽然我们很软弱，但是我们进入这个世界的时候，我们是带着那个全世界最大的权柄进去的。
Even though we are very few, then we don't have many, that, but that great authority has been given to us.
然后我们来看看耶稣给我们的使命是什么样的。
And what is the mission he gave to us?
上来先给我们一个动词说要去。
And he said there's an action, it's a verb that you need to go.
这是一个非常主动的一个动词。
It's actually take initiative.
然后去做什么呢
？To do what?
是要建造门徒。
And to make disciples.
然后这个对象是什么样的人呢
？Whose are the objects?
是所有的各个民族，这个世界上所有的人。
Disciple of all nations.
我们一起来看一下这几个部分核心要素。
Let's look some of the key elements here.
第一个动词呢就是去。
The first one is say go.
是要采取主动的一个行为一个动作啊，不管这个你是不是一个性格很外向的人还是一个内向的人
doesn't matter you're extrovert or introvert you need to take this active movement intentional engagement
但耶稣都说我们要主动的来采取行动要去
we need to take initiative and to go
要去跟别的人要去有互动要去认识他们要去给他们影响。
We need to have interaction with others to be an influence.
然后第二个核心要素呢就是要造就门徒。
And second one is making disciples.
不光是去告诉他们福音的信息。
Not only share the gospel.
而是要把他们培养成耶稣的跟随者。
And also equip them to be a disciples.
这个门徒跟一个这个福音的听众有什么样的区别呢
？What's the difference between the follower of Jesus or just the audience？
比方说，我想到耶稣基督他在地上的短短的那些年日里面，他有时候传福音可能会向上百人传，啊，说错了，向上万人传。
And so there were times Jesus was preaching gospel to thousands of people。
有人算过，比方说，耶稣在他那个三年半的公开事工里面，每一天。都像是五饼二鱼神迹的时候向上万人传福音他可能这所有的时间也只能向几十万人传福音
So in that three and a half years including the five bread and the five, two bread and five loaves that with the preaching gospel to thousands of people all accumulate maybe 10,000 of people
tens of thousands
of people、
但是这个是加法，就是如果我们学数学的话，如果每一天加一万，每一天加一万，这是加法。
It's like an addition that we just add all the number together.
但是这个世界需要是非常大的。
But the needs of this world is great.
耶稣基督的数学肯定比我们要好。
I'm sure that Jesus' math was much better than ours.
因为这个宇宙中的数学就是神所创造的。
Well, because he created a universe.
他用了另外一个数学的方法。
But he used another way.
这个是什么样的方法呢？他着重的培养了十二个门徒。
He focused on those 12 disciples.
然后让这十二个门徒呢，他们每个人再去带领他们自己的门徒。
And those 12 disciples to create and to make more disciples.
然后这个下一代的门徒呢，每一个人又去带领他们的门徒。
The next generation disciple will make more disciples.
这个从数学上来讲，这是一个什么样的增长的方式呢
？And what is in math the way to keep going, growing?
这个叫做指数增长的方式 ，exponential.
Exponential growth.
我刚信主了以后，学到这个耶稣的数学的方法，我就觉得 非常的惊喜。
I was really amazed when I started learning the Jesus way.
然后那个时候呢，我跟我妈妈传福音。
I started sharing the gospel with my mom.
我跟我妈妈讲，我说耶稣基督他传福音的方法是这样造就门徒。
And Jesus' way is to create and make disciples.
让他的门徒呢再去带领门徒。
And the disciple to make disciples.
我妈妈想了想。
And my mother was thinking.
她说啊，我知道。
I knew.
这个就跟耗子下崽一样。
跟什么？
耗子是这个北方方言，是老鼠。
Just like a mouse, that how they grow, they multiply.
我说妈妈，你真是冰雪聪明。
I said, Mom, you're so smart.
这个指数增长是一个非常有能量的一个方式。
Exponential growth is very, very effective.
相传啊，这个在古印度有一个很有智慧的人，他发明了国际象棋。
And so in the ancient India, India has created the old way of
chess. Chess.
Chess. India chess.
嗯，其实就是我们今天的国际象棋。
So now is the national chess.
International
chess.
哎，这个发明了以后呢，国王觉得非常的好，就问，哎，我应该怎么样给你奖励呢？
And so after he invented, and the king of the India said, "What kind of reward I should give it to you?"
他说这个这样奖励吧，这个第一个格子里面呢，你放一粒麦子；第二个呢，放两粒麦子；第三个格子呢，放四粒麦子。这样的这个每次都乘以二，放满所有的应该是64个格子。
So there are 64 blocks. The first block you put one kernel of the wheat, and the second one double, and then keep going.
那国王想，这没有多少啊。
And the king didn't think that was a big deal.
他说，好，那就成交，就这样。
So he said, okay, let me do it.
后来呢，国王他的大臣去把全国所有的粮仓的这个麦子都拿出来，发现还远远不够。
So his official actually bring all the wheat, and still not enough.
甚至有人计算呀，这个数字大到是一个天文的数字。
And the number is so great they could not measure.
全世界的粮食都远远不够。
And even the whole world is not enough.
这个就是指数增长的秘密。
And this is the secret of exponential growth.
耶稣基督他穷其一生，他可能只能向几十万人传福音。
And so all his life, Jesus' life, that he can preach to maybe tens of thousands of people.
但是这个世界上呢，光是我们今天就有70亿的人口。
And so right now we have 700 billions of people on the earth.
其中呢大概有30亿已经是耶稣基督的信徒了。
And then probably less than half of it is already disciple of Jesus.
是怎么做到的呢？就是不断的去造就门徒。
How did it happen? Is that continue to make disciples?
耶稣基督他让他的这个所剩的可能11个门徒要去造就门徒。
So he's making the 11 disciples to continue to make disciples.
而且这个对象呢是全世界所有的国家所有的民族。
And the object is all the nation, all the people.
没有文化地理或者社会上的区别。
No difference between their culture and their wealth.
那么这个方法是什么样的呢？
What was the way?
这个方法就是奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐的都教训他们遵守。
So the method is baptizing in the name of the Father and Son of the Holy Spirit and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
这个方法呢有两个部分。
And there are two parts of this method.
第一个部分呢说是要洗礼。
The first is baptism.
洗礼的前提呢是要向他们传福音，他们信主，他们接受耶稣基督做他们的这个个人的主和救主。
And first, you share the gospel with them. They're willing to accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
然后我们有一个洗礼，这个洗礼呢是信仰的公开的宣告。
And so their baptism is a public declaration of their faith.
这个没有结束。
And but that's not the end.
第二个部分呢是要教训他们遵守，要教导他们。
And second part is teaching them to obey.
是要让在这些已经信主的这些基督徒的生命里面呢，要不断的去塑造，让他们有成长。
And continue to mold them in their spiritual life.
这个呢，是耶稣基督造就门徒的方法。
And that is the method of Jesus Christ to make disciples.
第四个部分呢
？The fourth part
是应许。
Is the promise.
耶稣基督呢，不光是给我们权柄
，Beside authority he has given to us.
不光是给我们这样一个使命，要让我们去
，Give us the mission.
去造就门徒
and to make disciples.
而且具体的给我们方法
and also he gave the methods.
而且呢，耶稣基督给我们应许说，我们这样去做，一定是会有果效的。
He actually gives us the promise if we do that, that will be effective.
而且这个果效呢，是耶稣基督他亲自保证的。
He guaranteed that promise.
我们不是孤零零的自己去的。
We're not doing that by ourselves.
而是耶稣基督跟我们一起来做这样的事情。
Rather, Christ is with us.
而且呢，最后直到世界的末了呢，这个是其实是用一个语气非常强烈的这样的一个话语来告诉我们，他一直与我们同在。
He emphasized, "I'll be with you always to the very end of the age."
这就是我们造就门徒的这样的一个使命。
And this is the mission of the disciple making disciples.
那么对于我们教会来说，这样的造就门徒大概。有哪些方面的这个意义呢
？For our church, what is the meaning of the making disciples?
一方面，我们向内，我们已经来到教会的人，我们需要在这个主日聚会里面，在每一天的灵修里面、读经里面，要去跟神建立关系。
Inwardly, that we're already Christians, that we need to build a relationship with Christ by reading the Bible and praying.
我们不要总想着我们是教会的一个普通的弟兄姊妹，你是耶稣基督的门徒。
And don't just think I'm one of the believers, but you are rather you are a disciple.
门徒是什么意思
？What does a disciple mean?
比方说犹太人，他们去训练门徒的时候
，For Jewish, when they train the disciples,
他们这个他们的老这个宗教老师叫做拉比，他会带领一些人呢，每天跟他在一起生活，一起学习。
So religious leaders or rabbi will actually live with their students.
而且呢，他们会要求这些年轻的这些门徒是要去模仿这个年长的拉比他所有的动作。
They have an expectation of their student to imitate their mentors.
甚至到一个地步。
To the point.
可能这个年长的拉比走路是驼背。
And if the rabbi actually is a walk like this,
他们要求这些年轻的门徒也要驼着背跟这个拉比一样的去行走。
Or the student will walk like that as well.
主要的意思呢，就是门徒是跟随者，是要去效法他的这个这个师长的。
So disciples are the followers are imitate what the teacher teach them.
我们真正的这样的要效仿的对象呢，就是耶稣基督。
So who we need to imitate from is Jesus Christ.
我们每一个做门徒的人呢，我们要去效法耶稣基督。
So every one of us as a disciple, we need to follow Jesus.
之后呢，对于我们教会来说，除了内向的，我们要苦练内功之外呢，我们还要向外。
So inwardly we need to build our spiritual growth, but outwardly that we need to share gospel.
我曾经问过大家一个问题，我说。在我们这个加州中岸这很大的一块区域，如果有一天我们中岸华人教会突然没有了
，And so I've asked a question in a very big area of Central Coast, and all of a sudden Central Coast Church disappeared.
我们这个区域的这些，可能说的少一些，这些华人他们会怀念我们，会注意到我们的教会突然没有了吗
？And where the Chinese people in this community all of a sudden say.What happened to the church, and will they remember us?
如果他们不会注意到，不会怀念，我们要问我们的见证在哪里。
If they don't even care, we need to really look at where's our testimony, our witness.
我们要去把我们这个光带到这个世界上去。
We need to bring the light to this world.
我们要成为一个神祝福的管道，能够祝福到更多的人。
We need to be a channel of a blessing.
我们每一个人都是主耶稣基督的门徒。
Every one of us is a disciple of Christ.
你要想一想，你可以把你的这个影响力带给哪些人
？And you have to think about what influence do you have that can influence your surroundings.
你想一想，你可以想一个人就够。你想一想，可以向哪一个人去传福音
？Just think about one person who you can share the gospel with.
你特别的关注在他的身上，能够。带领他逐步的在主里面去成长。
And just focus on the person, then, to help that person to know about Christ.
逐渐的要让这个人呢，也从一个还不认识耶稣的人，逐步的要成长成为耶稣基督的门徒。
From someone who does not believe Christ and to become a Christian.
这是耶稣基督他的方法。
And that's the method of Jesus.
如果你们都指望说牧师你去传福音
，And if you expect the pastor to preach gospel.
然后我累死我也可能没有很大的果效。
I will not be effective at all.
就像我们全指望耶稣基督你去传福音。
Just like our expectation of Jesus Christ to share gospel.
他一辈子可能也只能向几十万人去传福音。
He can only probably preach to 10,000 of people.
但是弟兄姐妹们，你们每一个人都是主耶稣基督的门徒。
But every one of us is a disciple of Christ.
你们要在主耶稣基督里面扎根。
You have to be rooted in Christ.
然后呢，要向上生长，要结出果子来。
And continue to grow to bear fruits.
你的脑子里面想一想，有哪一个人是我可以去着重的培养他，也做耶稣基督门徒的？
So I want to really think about, focus on one person. Who can you help and to make a disciple of someone?
还有我们教会里面呢，其实已经有一些很好的这个方式，可以让我们自己得到造就，也去帮助去造就别人的。
And so the church that we have many different ways that we can train disciples as well.
这个呢叫做查经小组。
And then we have a small groups.
我们礼拜天来聚会很重要。
And it's very important for us to come on Sunday.
非常的好。
It's good.
但是呢，在这个短暂的时间里面，我们很难去建立起来那种造就门徒的那样的深刻的个人的连接，关系的连接。
But a very short period that we cannot really actually spend that time to continue to grow. But in a small group, yes, we can.
我希望弟兄姐妹们每一个人呢，都要稳定的参加一个查经的小组。
I really encourage you to participate in a small group.
在这个里面呢，我希望组长就是这个 disciple maker， 就是造就门徒的人。
And the leader of the small group is a disciple maker.
然后每一个组员呢，也是要成长，然后有一天要成长成为一个新的小组长，一个新的造就门徒的人。
So every member will grow to become a leader one day.
如果你去传福音，如果你去邀请朋友，你可以把他们带到我们教会的主日聚会，同时也要带到我们的查经小组里面去。
And so when you share gospel with your friend, bring them to church and also invite them to attend small groups.
所以我们在2026年一整年的时间里，我们一起来学习怎么样去做一个主耶稣基督的门徒。
So in 2026, that let's learn how to make disciples.
我们被造就成为门徒。
So when be disciplined to become a disciples.
我们同时呢，也成为一个去造就门徒的人。
We can become a maker of disciples as well.
好的，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。
We want to thank you for the wonderful, precious words.
主啊，你告诉我们，主耶稣基督，你传福音的方式是什么样的
？And you have shared that. What's your method of sharing the gospel?
主啊，虽然我们软弱，虽然我们不配
，And even though we're not worthy and we're weak,
但是你赐给我们权柄
，And you have given us the authority.
你赐给我们应许
，And you give us the promise.
你给我们这样的使命。
And you give us this mission.
让我们要去，使万民做你的门徒。
And to go and to make disciples of all nations.
主啊，谢谢你，我们愿意你来使用我们，来栽培我们，每一个人都成为造就门徒的人。
And so we're willing to become maker of disciples.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.